get to what really matters, the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep, set the stage last week, gave you both Oregon and Ohio State covering big numbers, plus the Huskies knocking off Michigan. On Twitter, use at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling back in the house. Lee, how are things in the 305?
Good, good. You know, just only had probably maybe 30, 35 mile an hour winds, so didn't have any damage at all, but you got to feel for people went through it. I mean, that was a rough hurricane. Whoa. How about the tornadoes? I mean, like 60, 70 tornadoes in these hurricanes. And I think in St. Lucie, where the Mets trained, I think there was something like 17 or 18 tornadoes as it was getting ready to leave the state of Florida on the East Coast. So, I mean, there's a lot of communities that are right now in bad shape. Water damage. I think it's like something like still 2.5 million people without power.
No, it's astonishing. Just watching on the news. I mean, it's just if you're not feeling empathy there, there's something wrong with you.
What you guys have anything that happens? I know in certain areas, you know, I got tornadoes. What happens in? Is there any natural disasters?
Where we live in Eugene, there is nothing extreme. It rains a lot. Occasionally, there's been some flooding. But I've been here since 1990. And, like, compared to what you see along the Dust Bowl and the Gulf and, you know, parts of California. I'm sorry, I should say, just east of here and around here, wildfires have been devastating.
Okay. No earthquakes, though, right?
No, not yet. No. If one happens, it's supposed to be a bad one. But let's try and avoid that for now.
Okay. All right. Let's take a little diversion to sports. And my wife said to me, well, I'll never forget, about 3 years ago, you finally caved in, and I got a big generator. And she says, I appreciate that. I said, oh, it's not for you. It's so I can make sure I can watch
football.
Right, right. His power goes out.
God forbid you get stuck on a Saturday or Sunday during this time of year. Can't live like that.
Yep.
All right.
No.
120th meeting, Texas and Oklahoma. The Cotton Bowl, first time they hook up as SEC conference members. Longhorns, number one in the country. Steve Sarkisian says after missing a couple games, Quinn Ewers starts. Sooners go with freshman Michael Hawkins. Both teams off the bye. Horns, minus 14. What's the play here?
You know, I've been to a bunch of these games, probably seven or eight clashes here, and you see some crazy stuff, some blowouts, some huge upsets. Last year, Oklahoma won 34-30 at a five-point underdog, but they gave up over 500 total yards. The reason they won, they were plus three in turnover ratio. Even if Quinn Ewers doesn't start to begin with, you got Arch Manning, the best backup in the country, ready to go. But Quinn Ewers did throw for 370 passing yards in the game last year and just had two key interceptions in the red zone that really cost his team. It's tough to go with a true freshman at quarterback. I know Michael Hawkins is a really good athlete, but they're down five of the top six receivers. They're just throwing to backs and tight ends. I think Texas is going to come up and crowd them and really come after Michael Hawkins here. If OU's defense is on the field for 38, 40 minutes, they're in trouble. Texas, 38-14.
Addy, from the Ching Athletics Complex in Honolulu, 17th-ranked Boise State with their stud Heisman back Ashton Jeanty. The Rainbow Warriors, who with former record-setting quarterback Timmy Chang are throwing it more than anybody but a bad defense. Broncos, the group of five front-runner right now to make the playoff. They are a large 20-point road dog on the island. Who we liking here?
Did you watch the game against Washington State, the Boise played?
I caught a good chunk of it.
Okay. Best run of the year for Ashton Jeanty was not the long touchdown runs, which were, I mean, he had won that game and had a bunch of them. It was the, I think, 9 or 10-yard touchdown run where he broke five tackles. Incredible. So It's not usually that long touchdown run. Watch, if anyone wants to see how good a back he is, just watch that game. Now, Hawaii's played no one. I mean, you look at their numbers, and until you get into conference play, three or four games of conference play, you really are not sure how good or how bad a defense is. They haven't played anyone, even played in a couple FCS schools. Boise's rolling. They're averaging 8.18 yards per carry, 36 rushes per game. But they're also throwing the football, and they're getting into some great second and two, second and three situations. When you do that, Maddox Mattson's going to have a lot of success. And how about this stat? They are 15-0-1 against the spread when laying 17 or more points as a favorite here. Make it 16-0-1. Blowout special. Boise, they double up Hawaii, 48-24.
All righty, talking with Lee Sterling. Paramount Sports, things have taken a turn in Troy. The Golden Boy, Lincoln Riley, have now lost 7 of their last 12. Fell to the Golden Gophers last week. Defense let them down in that fourth quarter. And now they host fourth-ranked Penn State with a defense. The Nittanies have allowed 2 touchdowns in 3 games. Nittany Lions minus 5. What gives here?
So, you know, there's a trend going around right now, and you got to follow it. I mean, teams traveling 2 time zones or more in Big Ten play, 1-7 straight up, 3-5 against the spread. Penn State on paper looks like the play here. Better rushing attack, better defense. They're going to face a quarterback that can throw the football and push the ball down the field, which they haven't faced yet this year, and Miller Moss completing almost 65% of his passes. I just don't have trust in Drew Allar. I just don't know if he's the guy that's going to finally get them over the hump. In 3, since he started last year, they played 3 teams that are decent, Ohio State, Michigan, and Ole Miss. Didn't play well. I mean, not even decent in any of the 3 games. And they're slow. They play 87 in terms of tempo on offense. They don't get a whole lot of plays off here. One thing Lincoln Riley does as an underdog of 3 or more points, he gets his team ready to play. I don't know what he does during the week, what's different, but they're 7-1 against the spread. Make it 8-1. Wrong team favorite, USC outright, 28-25.
All righty.
Yep.
How about Washington making their second ever visit to Iowa City? First since 1964, Hawkeyes have former Michigan quarterback Cade McNamara. Didn't even throw for 100 yards last week. They have met in the Rose Bowl, if everybody remembers the 82 game with Steve Pelor and the Huskies. But as mentioned, UW with a very nice home win against the Wolverines. Tight number, Iowa minus 2. What's your take here?
Yeah, so Iowa a couple weeks ago, what did they do? They traveled to Rutgers, better team that day, couldn't come out without a victory. They come home, face a Michigan team traveling across country, and they were ready to go. They played well last week. Let's give them credit. Now they're going to face a disciplined team similar to Rutgers, but they are not going to beat themselves. Only 2 penalties. That's it. 2 penalties the last 3 games for 15 yards here. Washington's got some problems down the kicking game. Gross, or usually accurate kicker. He's gone awry. And some poor clock management from Jed Fish. And I think Iowa just not going to beat themselves. Great special teams. I think the Hawkeyes get it done here, 24-17.
All righty. And, of course, here in town, first ever battle of top 5 teams at Autzen Stadium. Ducks and Buckeyes, both off cruise control victories. I don't think it's a question. Both programs are facing their most stern competition. Dylan Gabriel, a Duck quarterback, has to bag those damaging interceptions deep in the red zone. The bookies say Buckeyes minus 3. How do you see our Saturday night going, Lee?
Yep, so here's the thing with Ohio State. I think they're the most talented team in the country. You just got to catch them. You got to get ahead of them. You've got to show different looks. I think you got to get after the quarterback, get them in long down and distance situations. Sounds easier than it usually happens. I'm a little concerned about the Ducks' run defense. Gave up 221 to Boise. they're going to face two really good backs here. I mean, both of these guys are top seven, top eight in the country. Quishon Judkins, who was at Ole Miss, he ran for 6 yards a carry last week against Iowa, almost, I think it's 8 yards per carry on the season so far. Trevion Henderson, 5.5 last week against Iowa. Pretty good front seven. Something's wrong with Dylan Gabriel. I just don't think he, you know, he doesn't look like the same quarterback I saw at Central Florida, and even maybe at first or when he was rolling for a little bit with Oklahoma. Not sure whether it's the receivers. There's just not the coordination I'd like to see, and it concerns me. They give up 34 points to Boise. Ohio State's a really good team. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be back and forth. The thing that could derail the Ducks here is Dan Lanning. Last year in both games started going for it on fourth down when he crossed the 50-yard line when they were down against Washington. And if that happens, could cost him again. So I think he's got to play smart here. I think the right team's favorite. I think it's going to be a great game. But Ohio State here, 34-27.
All righty. Your game of the week is tonight, former Pac-12ers from Tempe. Call it Big 12 After Dark. Arizona State hosting Utah. As we said at the top, for folks not aware, your service is rolling. So let them know how to get Sparky versus the Utes. And all you've got going on, I know you love a bunch of games tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, like I said, we're rolling right now. If they want to get that game, I have a real strong opinion on this game tonight, this Utah-Arizona State game. I'm going to give it to the first 10 callers. All you need to do is call 800-400-9741, give you the game for free. 800-400-9741. Be standing by to take your call, speak to you personally, give you the game, and tell you everything works here. And if you want to hop on board, now's the time. I mean, we've never done it. We have never given the 40 to 50 unit max wager plays unless you're a monthly or season subscriber. But I know there's a lot of people out there might be trying it on their own or with another service, or maybe, you know, they don't have the $3.97 it costs to sign up for the month. And so this is what I'm going to do. 5 for $55 on Saturday, and it will include a 40 to 50 unit max wager selection. First time we've had it in 5 years, a max wager on Saturday and Sunday. Same thing for Sunday, 5 for $55, and it will include another max wager play. And like I said, historically right now, with the wins the last 2 weeks on our 45-unit plays, last week on Pitt and the week before on Kansas State, a mind-numbing 68-24, documented 74%. How do you get it? Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
Folks, he's Lee Sterling, always a ton of fun. Next level information, again, on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Lee, always look forward to it. Be well, have a terrific weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds good. See you, Steve.
Take it easy.